that's my call sign. What's yours?
Kilo Uniform 8 Kilo. I'm going northbound on the 26 towards Asheville, and I had a friend in the car that I wanted to just give a little demonstration of ham radio, and so I heard your call sign put out there, and I thought I'd come back. Kilo Uniform 8 Kilo. Name is Bill.
Hello, the name here is David, and I'm in playing tennis. I'm just leaving the sports club here in Greenville, headed back over to the Taylors. So is, I need to go into my sister's in Maggie Valley, and I usually go 26 and 40, 26, that would be west and 40 west. Do you know if they're open all the way to Asheville and then Asheville to, I get off at the Maggie Valley exit?
This is my first time coming up here since the hurricane, but my understanding is that 26 to 40 is clear. The last exit on 40 is the exit 20. I don't know which one you take. There's usually, it's either 20 or 27 that you can take for Maggie Valley. I take 20, and that's the last one going westbound on 40, and then they've got it shut down. Over.
I'm sure they have a detour if I run into that. It's not, you don't go too far on 40 before you take that exit, but anyway, I'm going to meet her up there, and then we're going to go from there to Villarica, Georgia. Probably don't know where that is. Anyway, it's about 45 minutes west of Atlanta on Highway 20. And I've got a lot of kinfolk down there. We used to go see them every year. But anyway, so we're going down to see our cousin Allie. She's 99.
That sounds like a good trip. I understand, you know, that they had some damage in Maggie Valley, but they've got a lot of it cleaned up, and a lot of the businesses are open and ready for people to visit. So I think you traveling 26 to 40, you're going to have pretty much a clear shot to get to Maggie Valley. That's probably about the last that you could go. And then I think out of Maggie Valley, you can continue. I forget what road that is that goes over to Cherokee. I think that is clear as well.
Well, we'll be leaving on Sunday, and she plays the piano at her church in Silva. So we'll be driving to Silva and then leaving from there to get on 441 and go south towards Atlanta. But anyway, so all of that's open because she, you know, she has to go, she has to travel that every 2 or 3 days a week. So anyway, I was just kind of concerned about, I knew at one point 26 was closed. Going to Asheville, and boy, 40, I think, was the bad part of 40 was not.
It's true. I think I'm going to find out here in a minute if 26 is clear going all the way to Asheville, but I believe that it is. It's one of the only real interstates that goes into Asheville at this point, because 26 north of Asheville is closed down, 40 coming in. They've got a lot of roads that they're just not open and won't be open for a while. Over.
26 into Asheville is clear. This is W4CWF. My name is Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. That and I-40 eastbound out of Asheville is also open.
Well, good to know. Thank you so much.
Have a safe trip, W4CWF. I'll be listening.
That sign here is Kilo Uniform 8 Kilo KUAK. Name is Bill Bravo, India Lima Lima. All right, awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I'm going to stop here at the Welcome Center in North Carolina, and I'll be clear and listening.
Boy, you have a good trip, and Good to talk to you on 2 meters FM. You're on the 0161 repeater, which is on.
Cutting in and out of the repeater. Thank you so much. Have yourself a great day. Over. Kilo Uniform 8, Kilo Clear.